Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
A friend of mine, Sue, just sent me a note. And what was the town that you wanted me to remind people you got to get right? Oh, I have heard O-R-E-G-O-N. Sam Panionovich is in the studio. How do you pronounce that far western state?
Can you spell it again?
Oh, well, there aren't that many that begin with O, Sam. O-R-E-G-O-N.
Oregon.
I think that's correct.
I think all right! Woo!
Oh, that's right. Wait a minute. Yeah. I have an authority here.
You have an expert in the newsroom.
How long? I have lived there.
And worked there.
Mm-hmm.
So how do the locals say it?
Yeah, it's Oregon. Actually, it's really funny. A lot of them have bumper stickers that have a lowercase O-R, capital A-G-A-N, because everyone that says, like, Oregon, they make fun of people from the outside.
Oh, so that's them not saying how to say it. That's them making fun of us.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Because I say Oregon.
Yeah, no,
Oregon.
That's not right.
How do you say this word? S-Y-R-U-P.
Syrup?
Some people say syrup.
Oh, I do too.
What?
Log cabin syrup.
Oh, this is like the milk and milk thing.
Mm.
Well, milk is wrong. But
what color is the dress?
That's where we are right now. We are with Sam Panionovich, and this conversation is sponsored by PointsBet. We always ask Sam to come in about once a week or so and talk to us about sports wagering and sports wagering, and so here we go again.
Have you seen, by the way, that teams can't celebrate in baseball? I don't know if you've paid attention to this, because teams are clinching division titles around the country, and because of COVID, you know, in years past, beer, champagne, you know, getting wild.
They're not supposed to do that?
You can't do that. You might catch the virus. But they are doing confetti in the locker rooms now. They're shooting confetti out of machines, but okay. No liquor, no alcohol.
Well, then tell that to Pittsburgh and Cincinnati and these teams that are scoring walk-off home runs against the Cubs and the White Sox, because they celebrated home plate. If one of them is sick, there's a good chance they're going to pass it along there. What's the matter, Sam?
I can't with this manager, man. I can't do it.
Which manager would
White
that
Sox
be,
manager. Yes. You know, we give them all the credit in the world for building the culture and changing the narrative and making it light and fun. But at the same time, why can we not critique him when they blow a 3-game division lead in 4 games?
What's your latest criticism?
He just doesn't know how to manage a game.
You're mad that they didn't change to a different... Could they have changed to a different pitcher?
I don't like the lineups. I don't like how he consistently picks the wrong guy out of the bullpen. So last night, in a tie game, right? A tie game, ninth inning, he has this brilliant idea...
Ricky Renteria.
...to bring in a mop-up reliever, essentially. Like, Gio Gonzalez should not be pitching in a pressure-packed ninth inning with a freaking division on the line. That should not happen ever. And he throws like an 89-mile-an-hour fastball, frisbee, right over the middle, and it gets pounded out of the park. And for the second straight night, the Indians parade around the field. That is now 4 straight losses for the Sox and 5 losses in 6 games. I'm telling you what, like, this guy holds the team back. Like, and it's not that he's a bad guy. It's not that I don't like him personally. I just don't want him pouring milk in my cereal.
Did you like him when we won 17 out of 21 games or whatever it was?
I still thought he was holding the team back.
How could he be holding the team back if we... The White Sox have overperformed. You said you thought they were going to win 32 or 33 games.
I went over the win total, but that doesn't mean that he enhances the roster and gives them the best chance to win. And of that huge string that they had, they beat the Tigers a lot, they beat the Royals a lot, and they beat the Pirates a lot. You're not going to face those teams in the playoffs.
Isn't there a rule that you can't change the pitchers out as readily as you want? Did he have the option of managing it?
He brought him into a clean inning. Yeah, you have to. When you bring a pitcher in, he has to face at least 3 batters now.
But
he brought this guy in clean. Ninth inning, he brought him in like to start the inning.
Okay, and so he had already faced 3 batters before the walk-off.
No, he brought him in like that was his decision. Okay. He's like, I'm going to bring in this guy.
Okay, but was there anybody on base when that home run was hit? I saw the game. I'm trying to remember.
No.
These walk-offs, there's been enough of them between the two teams lately. I'm trying to remember which was which. So it was a tie score, and we lost by 1 run.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so solo home run for Cleveland. Yeah, but I mean, like, how do you go to that guy? I think his decision-making when the game is on the line is awful.
I'm not smart enough to know. I just see the players underperforming right now, and I hope it's because they're young, or maybe pitchers have figured us out a little bit. But I'm still hopeful that we'll win the World Series and everything will be fine.
Correct. They still could. I don't know. Would you like to? Would you like my White Sox future ticket to win it all? I will sell it to you right now. That's how I feel.
I don't know what you just asked me.
I have that ticket on them at 60 to 1.
60 to 1, and that was looking really. How much did you have down on it?
$125.
So you were going to win how much?
$7,500.
You'll win that if the Sox win the World
Series. I will sell it to you right now. That's how bad I feel about it.
For how much?
Let's talk about it later.
No kidding. I mean, does this sort of thing happen sometimes?
You can actually do this. There's a website called Prop Swap with two guys I met in Vegas. One of them is a Chicago Northwest Side guy who went to high school in Park Ridge. You can put legal betting tickets on a legal marketplace online. So you could literally go to their website, type in White Sox, and see what's available for sale.
You put $75 down, did you say?
$125.
$125 down. And how much would you sell that to me for? $100?
No, you wish.
Okay, 125?
No, why would I do that? No.
You get your money back. You're not.
I don't want my money back.
Well,
I want
you're going
at least.
To win. Clearly,
I want
you don't
at least $750.
I'm thinking I might give you two. Would I give you?
Do you
$200?
Think I'm stupid?
I think I'm stupid. So $125. I'll give you $200. Now you've made $75 on a ticket that is 60 to 1 that your team will win. Shoot, that's Sam. You ought to take that money.
I need at least 6 times my initial investment.
Because I still think that's a good ticket to have, my friend.
Let's see. Well, 125 times 5 is 625. 125 times 6 is 750. That's what I said, 750. I'll give it to you for 750. But remember, if you buy it for 750 and they win the World Series, you win over 7,000.
Well, I understand that, Sam.
I don't think you do, because you want to give me like my money back, and that's not going to happen.
I wonder what my family would advise me on this, because, I owe you $50, don't I?
No, we didn't do it. We didn't bet on Phil.
You didn't place the bet?
I decided against it.
You told me that if Phil Mickelson wins the U.S. Open or whatever that golf match he was on TV the other day, and
I said, he had huge odds.
But he's never won that one.
He's never won it. You know why I didn't do it? We had talked about this because somebody had bet like $450,000 on Phil to win. Right. Like,
wow.
Yeah. Like I'm not even trying to bury the lead here. That's not the most impressive part. A $450,000 bet on a golf tournament, which is it's harder than roulette. It's like roulette on steroids. The bet would have won $3.3 million. Wow. I swear to you, I watched him warm up on Wednesday. And when he lifted up, I saw like his gut come out of his belt. And I'm like, we're not betting on him. He's not ready. He is not conditioned right now to win the U.S. Open.
What does somebody with $400,000 to lose need $3 million for? I don't understand the math.
How about this? All right, we're kind of skipping around here, but you asked me to give you these big bets of the week.
Hold on right there.
Okay. All right.
10:42. All right. I also want the odds for the Cubs, the Bears, and the White Sox. Sam Panionovich is here. So tell me what I need to know. Let's move on now. From baseball, but just give me the Sox odds. What did they say?
I mean, they still have decent odds to win the World Series. I think PointsBet's got them at like 12 to 1.
What about the Cubs?
Right around the same. Because remember, I mean, these teams are both going to make the postseason, and it's not like, even though the White Sox might not win the division, they still have the same odds to win the World Series, right? Because you don't have like fans in the stands. It's a weird year.
Yeah.
It's not like their odds are going to balloon to 40 to 1 because they didn't win the division. You know, they're still going to be around 12, 14 to 1, both the Cubs and the Sox, depending on how this weekend shakes out. And how about it? That's how the season's going to end. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 3 games on the South Side. Sox, Cubs.
Both teams will end their regular season Sunday. The Sox start Tuesday. The Cubs start Wednesday in the postseason, right?
That sounds about right.
And then they go 3-3-3, or 3-3.
Do you want the big bet? You got to hear this big bet story.
Oh, yeah, pardon me.
No, it's fine.
Go.
So somebody last night at one of the sports books in America, they have these things called point props, where say if John Williams is playing for the Joliet Jammers, and they give you a point total.
Joliet, not Joliet. Keep going.
I said Joliet.
I know, but somebody just texted in and said his wife says Joliet, and it makes him crazy. Go ahead.
Where was I? All right, so John Williams' player prop is 4.5 points. Do I think over or under? I have seen you shoot, so I would probably take the over. Somebody last night on Marcus Smart, he's a guard for the Celtics, his point prop was 12.5 points. So you have to go over or under 12.5. And you can bet on this for pretty much every player on the floor. Somebody bet $250,000 on Marcus Smart to go over 12.5 points. You need 13 or more. He had 7 to start the fourth quarter. He hits a 3 with like 5 minutes to go.
He's got 10. He needs one more tray.
He missed two wide open threes and finished with 10. I am talking, he was so open, it was almost uncomfortable how open he was, missed them both.
If I'm a coach of one of those teams, I absolutely forbid, to the best of my ability, players from knowing that. Don't be on the apps, don't be on the sites, don't be talking about it. If a kid knows he's got somebody's $250,000 resting on that fourth quarter jumper, that's in his head. That shouldn't be there. Do you think there's anything to what I just said?
I don't think the players care. They make enough money as it is. I mean, these guys all make $10-15 million a year.
What if it's their cousin that placed that bet?
Are you going to lead the I team on this? How about this? He took eight. He took 8 3-pointers in the game, King. He only made one.
Talk to me about the Chicago Bears.
All right. Well, I still don't know truly how good they are. They are 2-0. I'm not going to knock them for winning two games. I don't think the Lions and the Giants are any good. Odds makers this weekend, it's Chicago going down to Georgia to play the Atlanta Falcons. And the Falcons actually opened up as a 3.5-point favorite. The market is now 3. So Atlanta, a 3-point favorite. The total in the game is 48. I like Chicago's defense, but I worry about them falling behind early in this game. Like, if they fall behind 10 or 14 to nothing, can Mitch Trubisky rally them back? I don't know.
Trubisky is a good rally kind of quarterback, isn't he?
Yes and no. I'd like to see him do it against the better teams. And I think when we finally get through the first 4 or 5 games of the schedule, the competition will stiffen. The Lions and Giants are not good. I thought this was interesting, too. PointsBet hasn't really moved the Bears' odds to win the Super Bowl. Isn't that sort of strange? Bears
Why?
Are 2-0.
Oh, they're 2-0.
They're in first place.
Well, I guess that says what they think about the competition.
They were 40-1 last week. They're 40-1 this week. But you look at a team like Seattle. Seattle is now 10-1. You know, they were 25-1 before the season. They're now 10-1. They've risen the LA Rams from 50-1 to 18-1. Bears haven't budged. It's been 40-1 for weeks.
Who are the best teams in the NFL this year?
Right now it's the Ravens and then the Chiefs, and then the odd board says Seattle is third. The Packers are fourth at a couple different places, with Aaron Rodgers looking like the Terminator.
The Bears will be in the playoffs?
I think they make the playoffs, yeah. I mean, you get an extra team this year, too.
Yeah,
there are
right.
7 teams now that make the playoffs in each conference.
Jimmy Butler is one win away from the NBA Finals.
Remember when the Bulls traded him away because they pretty much said that they couldn't win with him? He ends up in Minnesota, then Philadelphia, and now he's in Miami. Yeah, the Heat last night beat the Celtics in Game 4. They're up 3-1 in the Eastern Conference Finals. So you could have Jimmy Butler, LeBron James, Finals 2020.
Team chemistry is a thing, though. So if Butler's chemistry with the coach and the other players on the field and the fans and the management was not good, maybe it is time to move on, right?
And I think finally the Bulls got the right people in the front office. They also made a big move this week. They hired Billy Donovan as their head coach. That guy's won everywhere he's been.
Was he at Kansas State?
No, Florida.
Florida.
He won 2 national titles at Florida, and then he went to Oklahoma City and was coaching the Thunder. But they had a falling out there with management. So the Bulls, in one offseason, in one fell swoop, they get rid of John Paxson, not get rid of, they sort of kick him up into a cushy role. Gar Foreman's gone, and Jim Boylan's gone. They have totally shifted everything in that front office, and I think people around the league are paying attention.
Is he a scary screamer kind of coach?
Not really. He's the kind of dad that when you mess up, he kind of puts his arm around you, but it's sort of stern, you know? He's not going to, like, scream at you, but he's going to tell you, I'm disappointed.
Are you happy with this move?
It's a great move for the organization. I did think this was kind of cool last night, because I covered this team, you know, back in the day when I was covering the Bulls. Butler gave a lot of credit in the postgame to the following guys. They were all awesome to cover. Lou Aldang, Carlos Boozer, Derrick Rose, and Joakim Noah. He talked about how much they helped him out when he was a young rookie in Chicago. He said, they helped me learn the game, and now I'm able to pass on their knowledge to my younger players in Miami. And that's totally true. Jimmy has turned into quite the leader of a Miami team with a lot of guys under the age of 25.
Who's going to win the NBA Finals?
I hope it's not the Lakers.
I just
don't like the Lakers. No, I don't like super team LeBron. I never have.
I'd like to see Boston, but I guess that ship's about sailed, huh?
Well, you could bet Boston, get good odds right now. Let's see what the Celtics are to win the title.
Celtics can actually win it all. They are down 3-1.
12-1 right now. So the Lakers are favored, minus 250. That means you got to risk 250 to win 100. The Heat are plus 350, and the Celtics are 12-1. Nuggets 16-1.
You have some other...
Well, yeah, I texted you about the debate next Tuesday. Did you see what they're doing at Fox?
Okay, you go ahead. Yeah, I did. And this actually troubles me, but go ahead.
Oh, it troubles you? Well, it's free to play. I mean, it's not like you're putting money down, but you can actually, like, essentially make
free
wagers.
What do you mean free to play? But you can make money. You can
yes,
win.
Yes, they have, like, a kitty or a pool to pay out
Fox
the people.
Bet.
Yeah, to pay out the stuff. So they have things that you can wager on. Like,
okay, wait, stop. Hold on. Who's they?
Foxbet.
Foxbet is what?
Foxbet is a arm of the octopus at Fox.
Okay.
They're betting conglomerate.
Okay, so while the debate's coming up, Fox
is saying you can bet on the following things. Will Trump say Sleepy Joe? What will Biden say more, malarkey or President Obama? Will Trump and Biden shake hands? Will either candidate wear a mask? And then what nicknames will the president use for Biden? So those are things that you
can bet
do.
On all of those things.
Yeah. And now the CEO said, we are continuously looking for new ways to further engage our customers and offer them fun, unique experiences around live events. It's free to play, but they do pay you out if you get a lot of these right, I guess.
That last line that you just said, where you quoted the interim president of the organization.
Interim CEO, yeah.
I think is the saddest thing I've heard in a long time.
Why?
I mean, because if there's nothing fun about this right now.
No,
the idea
I agree
will make
with
that. It fun and engaging when we have 200,000 people dead and the economy teetering on the brink, and they say, hey, let's bet on whether or not Donald Trump calls him Sleepy Joe, I think is a way of undermining the importance of the debate and the election itself.
I could see that point.
I think it's a kind of a whistle, and when I saw that, I thought, would another network do that? Maybe another network would. I mean, CBS is, if anything, good at betting. So it's not like the networks are against wagering on things. I'm thinking of March Madness. CBS has got a great platform for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen CBS or NBC or anybody else
ABC
do something like this, or MSNBC if you're going in that direction. But and this isn't Fox News, but it is, like you said, one of the arms of the Fox octopus. This is one of their agencies.
So you have Fox Bet, NBC Bet, CBS has a gambling arm. Oh yeah, all these networks eventually. I mean, ESPN just signed a massive deal with William Hill and Caesars. So every big television company is going to have a gambling deal before you know it.
Any reservation then that any of us had before this, betting became legal and promoted, any reservation we had about that affecting the outcome of things or networks or agencies aligning themselves with something like gambling, that's gone. Everybody's resolved that.
Every state has a gaming board, and they monitor everything very closely.
And here ESPN, which is supposed to be covering sports, is in fact putting up the odds, right? Are they making money on wagering on sports?
They are. They get affiliate fees. I'll just say this to end it. Bud Selig in 2010 said that gambling would ruin sports. I think he was a little off on that. My best bet, by the way, Auburn -7. SEC football's back. I like Auburn -7 this week.
Is that is this their first weekend?
Yep.
SEC?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. All the SEC teams are back, and then the Big Ten comes back before you know it, man. October.
Couple of weeks, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Sam Panionovic talks about sports wagering and sports wagering with us. Nice to see you as always.
You too,
always,
buddy. Get a haircut, will you? You need a haircut.
I thought about it this morning when I walked by a mirror.
Think about it again.
I have had one haircut since February.
I'll buzz you right now.
One haircut since February.